989-269-GUNS. 989-269-GUNS.
On the ensuing kickoff, number 7, Keegan Valentine, brings it in at the 35-yard line. On his way down to the 45, the ball gets popped out loose, and now we have the ball ended up bouncing all the way into USA territory at the 47-yard line, Laker ball. So a 47-yard field to work with, 3:12 before halftime. Lakers trails USA by 13, 20-7.
Oh, man, disaster. Lakers avoids disaster on that play. Keegan Valentine takes the short high punt and returns it. And as he turns upfield in the middle of the field, it is punched out from behind him forward, and one of his teammates recovered it. So they cross the 50 now with good field position.
Wisner on the keeper on a little bit of broken play coming to the near sideline. He's at the 45, now to the 40, and gets forced out of bounds at the 37-yard line. Forced out of bounds by Finkbeiner. It's good enough for a 9-yard gain. Second down, maybe a yard to go.
That's the second time this quarter that's happened. Brennan Wisner takes the snap. He holds the ball to his right for someone to run the read option with. There's no one there. So someone's on the wrong page here. The Lakers running backs go the opposite way. Wisner is left by himself, so he comes to the sideline, avoids a tackler, and gets a nice gain on what was definitely a broken play.
Receiver wide to the left, that is Cunningham. Wisner on the keeper for himself, out of the pistol, across the 35, diving down to about the 32. And they're going to say he's brought down by number 20, Colton Siebert, for enough for a first down and all the way down to the 32-yard line.
That was a direct snap to the quarterback where he follows both of his lead backs. No fake handoff, no read option. It was a quarterback dive just to the left side. He follows his backers through the line of scrimmage and gets the first down. So Lakers doing well here so far.
And they hand it off to Keegan Valentine, who gets out to the 30-yard line, maybe, depending on what sideline you look at. We're going to say he's down at the, well, actually, right at the 30-yard line. And that's going to be a gain of 2 yards in the play. Brings up second down, 8 yards to go. Brought down by number, we'll say 80, Kreiderman for USA. Second down, 8 to go from USA 30-yard line. Screen pass to the left to Brandon Wischlager. He brings it in. Actually, they're going to say he dropped it before catching that. Incomplete pass stops the clock with 2:09 before halftime. USA leading Lakers 20-7. Now a 3rd and 8 coming up for Lakers.
Well, and Wischlager knows it too. The screen pass, actually, Clark hit him right in the face mask, right through his hands, dings off his face mask. He was looking upfield where the defenders were to make his next move. Got to catch the ball first, young man.
Spread formation for Lakers, and it's thrown to Wisner. It is caught by Cunningham inside the 20-yard line down to the 18. That is a conversion from the 31 for a 13-yard reception. To Cunningham, move the chains, 1st and 10 for Lakers.
And Trenton LaPratt makes a tackle, the senior in coverage, but a bullet thrown by Wisner right on the number to his receiver, one of his favorite receivers, Trenton Cunningham, the senior, and gets a first down for Lakers.
It's a Wisner keeper, leaps across the line of scrimmage all the way down to the 15-yard line for a gain of 3. And brought down by number 54, Cooper Caulfield. And it's bringing up a 2nd down, 7 yards to go, 1:43 before halftime. Lakers trailing by 2 scores.
That's Cooper Caulfield's 3rd tackle in this half. And now Lakers with 1.5 minutes, getting the call from the sideline back to their pistol formation.
2 wide to the left, Wisner in the pistol, and it's a handoff to Seeley. He's down to the 10-yard line and leaps across the 10-yard line where he's brought down by number 13, Tanner Foley for USA. Brings up a 3rd down, 3 yards to go, a gain of 6.
They've had success with Hunter Seeley right behind Wisner in the pistol. They have another running back to his right and 2 receivers to the left, and they run to that left side. They've had success with Seeley running the ball there.
A handoff to Hunter Seeley trying to dive around. He somehow slips all the way down to the 6-yard line where we have a USA scrum stopping in forward progress. Enough for a 1st down, and now we have timeout called on the field by Lakers. So with 48 seconds left in the half, it is USA 20, Lakers 7. And Lakers wants to set something up here, trying to make this a one-possession ball game before halftime.
Absolutely the right call here to call timeout for Lakers. They're going to set up a play. They have multiple timeouts to burn. They're at about the 6-yard line, give or take. 48 seconds to go, lots of time, but it's very important for Lakers to get in the end zone or get some sort of points here, Clark. And I say that because we know Keegan Valentine could kick it in case of emergency if they needed to, but they got to get something here because if I'm not mistaken, they get the ball to start the second half. Is that correct?
Yes. USA deferred to this.
Oh, so USA gets it. So that makes it even more crucial because if Lakers scores here, okay, they get within a score and get the ball back. But if USA gets it and they don't score, this could turn into an ugly game real quickly. So 48 seconds to go. We'll see which coach can out-scheme the other.
First and goal to go from the 7-yard line. And now we have a timeout called by USA. We're going to take a short break as well. It is USA 20, Lakers 7, knocking on the door with 47 seconds left before halftime.
Where do you go when your vehicle needs heating, cooling, or air conditioning repair? Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning in Bad Axe. They are the specialists that will give you a permanent repair. They have the expert knowledge, the proper equipment, and parts to do the job right. Cars, trucks, semis, RVs, and all types of agricultural equipment. They even do full-service mechanic work. Stop by for a free cooling system inspection to be sure your heater is working properly for winter.
Hi. Hi, this is Gary Rachi. I guarantee we'll properly diagnose and fix your vehicle right the first time. We've been serving the area for over 65 years and offer fast and professional service. That's Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning at the east end of Bad Axe, a good place to take a leak.
Meanwhile, back at the ranch, a handoff right through the middle. Excuse me, no, that's Brendan Wisner on the keeper from the 7-yard line. Gets all the way down to the 2-yard line, maybe even the 1 for a 6-yard gain, and now we're going no huddle offense. Wisner on the keeper again, tries to dive in, but Lakers' front line collapses, and DUSA's defense meets him in the backfield for no gain. And now a third down, goal to go from the 1. 18 seconds left here.
Going to be the same play here, Clark. They're letting the time run. We're at under 13 seconds, and now he calls
timeout. Now a timeout called by USA, mind you, with 12 seconds left. I'm not quite sure the play call on that, but we'll go with it regardless. We'll stick with you. USA 20, Lakers 7, 12 seconds left in this first half. Lakers stuffed on second down and 1 yard to go from the 1. Do they try the same thing? Do they hand it off to Hunter Sealy? Do they try some sort of screen pass, a slant? What are they going
to
do?
Well, I think from this far away, to me, the best play call here is to go under center and go by a snap count that your offensive line can go off of, whether it be silent or not, and see if Wisner can't sneak his way into the end zone. You still have a timeout if he doesn't get in. But to me, there's no point. Like the last play, they tried to run the quarterback, Wisner, in on the goal line from the shotgun. So he's trying to run 5 yards. Well, that offensive line stands him up, and there's Patriot defenders diving over the defensive line. And when he dives, when Wisner dives up there, all he does is meet more Patriot defenders, and he gets stopped on the goal line. So the coach, Tyler Lang's, called this timeout because his young team, new team to him, he wants to make sure everybody's on the right page.
Third and goal from the 1, and Wisner tries to dive in on the second effort. Is he in? Initially looked like he was short, and that's what the officials are saying as well. With 6 seconds left, we have a timeout called, maybe, as the officials trying to square this one away. Definitely no touchdown on that third down dive from Wisner for no gain. And now the Congress is in session as they're trying to square this one away.
But there you go again, Clark. They're trying to have the quarterback run it in from the shotgun, but they're going to overturn the call.
They're going to overturn the call and say on the second effort, Brennan Wisner in for the score, touchdown. Touchdown Lakers with 6 seconds left in this first half. It's now a one-possession game, USA 20. Lakers on the board with 13, bringing out the extra point unit. Keegan Valentine, your kicker.
It sure looked like Wisner scored on the second effort, but like we just said before the play, I don't know why you try to run from 5 yards deep.